And we're back at Radio Entrepreneurs. We're broadcasting live from the Cape Cod Chamber of Commerce. We want to thank them for their hospitality today. We're in their launchpad system. I also want to thank Glenn Matthew, who helped us put together today's show. Now I am with Matt Cronin of Boardwalk Business Group. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. It's great to be here.
Likewise.
Love to be on the Cape.
A Friday on the Cape in the summer. That's right. Quite an experience.
At least I'm not driving down to the Cape on Friday. But Thursday's traffic wasn't much better.
I bet.
So tell us a little bit about what Boardwalk Business Group does.
Absolutely, yeah. We provide CFO, organizational advisory, and bookkeeping services. So we provide those back office services that all businesses need. Our niche has really been with small businesses and nonprofits. We serve organizations that have $35 million budgets and $100,000 budgets and everything in between. I'd say our niche is mostly organizations in the $1 to $5 million range. Mm-hmm. Those organizations that what we call fractional CFO or controller work that are looking for support but aren't looking for it on a full-time basis. So we help run the back office for a number of businesses here on Cape Cod, throughout southeastern Massachusetts, and even some nationally in a virtual capacity.
I was wondering if you were stuck on the Cape or if you got on the other side of the
country. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we serve the United Way of Greater New Bedford, the Workforce Investment Board in New Bedford. We have clients in upstate New York. And in my last employment position, I was a CFO for a virtual company that operated mostly in California, Hawaii, Texas, and New York. So it's a small world, we know that, and you can do quite a bit of work in a virtual capacity these days.
So, absolutely. What do you find the biggest issue is with your clients and getting clients once they're on board? Is there like trust issues? What do you find?
Trust is an important thing when you're dealing with, finances for sure. And so, I have a significant amount of experience here on the Cape and have been a board member for about 10 years, the Cape Cod YMCA. I'm currently the chair of the board of the Cape Cod Young Professionals. And so, and when we look to build our team, which right now has six individuals, we do very thorough, background checks and reference checks and things of that nature. So back to your original question, the biggest challenge I'd say is traction. Mm-hmm. Business owners and nonprofit executive directors are very good at what they do, but oftentimes they end up spending a lot of their time in the muck, in the administration, in the back office. And I think that's where we come in, is we can help kind of take that away from them and allow them to actually run their businesses while we, in the background, run their back office.
Yeah, I imagine they think that it's, something that they can do cheaper themselves and try to avoid the expense. But how do you get around that kind of obstacle sometimes?
Yeah, you try to show the value. I think references are very important. We have a number of clients that have been partners of ours for many, many years. And so, anyone that's thinking about utilizing us and our services, we highly recommend and put them in touch with folks that we've done business with or that know us well and can speak to the value and the return on investment mm-hmm. that we bring, which I think is significant.
Interesting. Very interesting. So you mentioned the idea of a fractional CFO.
Fractional CFO. Absolutely.
Do you want to expand on that?
I'd love to. Absolutely. Yes. Somebody that has a high level of expertise that can be brought to the table and support an organization, but isn't a full time. If you look at some of the data, the cost for a full time CFO is quite significant. But we can provide that on a fractional basis. So in other words, we have people that might work an average of 10 hours a week mm-hmm. at a client or 20 hours a week, and they're getting that high level of support and analysis and direction when it comes to growing their business, mm-hmm. Those things that a good CFO will bring to the table. But at the same time, they're paying pennies on the dollar for that.
But I imagine one of the challenges would be getting the right data into the hands of this, the fractional CFO, so that they're looking at the right stuff and the current stuff.
Yeah.
And is that something that you handle as well?
Or absolutely. One thing I've learned along the way is, particularly with my work with the Cape Cod YMCA, is that people's eyes often glaze over when they're looking at financial information. So What we work on as a team at Boardwalk Business Group is the ability to call a story. What are the 3 to 5 key points that need to be communicated in the form of a story so that individuals that that are not either financially oriented or whose eyes will normally glaze over can get it and can be comfortable with it and understand what it means. So we have various templates that we use. A number of our clients will actually do presentations to either their finance committee, executive committee, or board for the purposes of nonprofits, mm-hmm. or to an advisory committee or to upper management when it comes to for-profit entities. So I think over time we've refined and simplified the way that we communicate financial information in a way that our clients find very helpful.
So do all your clients kind of use the same accounting software in the background?
No. Of course, QuickBooks, I think, is like Kleenex in the sense that, tissue, the brand name of Kleenex is synonymous with tissue, as is general ledger software with QuickBooks. So a number are on QuickBooks or a online version of QuickBooks, but then we have other organizations that are on Peachtree, Sage, FreshBooks, something called Xero. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of web-based software systems that are coming out these days, and we work with quite a few of them, and a lot of them are very intuitive, right? Mm-hmm. As software as a system grows, mm-hmm. it makes the ability to see various types of software and be able to understand how to maximize their efficiency makes that easier.
I completely understand with the amount of choices that are out there, but I was wondering if you had to narrow it down to so that it made it more efficient for you on the back end, so you're always looking at kind of the same types of reports.
A lot of folks are still on QuickBooks in the online version. The value of that is if you have one of these, you can find that information wherever you have an internet connection, and so folks do. They'll be on vacation, and if they need to find an answer to a question, they have access to that. But our clients also rely on us to have access to that. That's so when I'm on a vacation, although I don't take a lot, but when I'm on a vacation, I can also access that information, wherever there's an internet connection.
That makes sense. Yeah. So it's a year-round business here on the Cape in your particular profession.
Yeah, it is. This is actually a busy time for us right now in the summertime. We have nonprofits that have a June 30th year end, as a lot of nonprofits do, and so we're helping them with closing their books and audit preparation. We work directly with auditors, CPA firms. We get referrals from a number of CPA firms, and we work closely with them. I myself worked with PricewaterhouseCoopers for 4 years in Philadelphia and cut my teeth as an auditor. So we have a great ability to work directly with those folks and understand what they're looking for and make the process of audits that much easier. So we're right in the midst of a number of those right now.
So you're not a Cape Cod native, or are you?
No, I am. Born and bred. Yeah, actually, it's funny because I was thinking my grandfather was, an entrepreneur here on the Cape. He started what was known as the Zooquarium, originally as the Aqua Circus, and that was run in my family for about 50 years until my uncle sold it, very recently. And so I think I was about 5 years old, and that's where I first, worked, helping clean up the parking lot and stuff like that. And I loved it. And kind of that entrepreneurial spirit was in my blood from the age of 5. And I always knew I wanted to start my own business. And now here I am. So I'm very excited about it.
Well, that's terrific.
Yeah.
So one last question. Where do you see the trends in the virtual CFO world and in the business that you're in right now? Do you see anything?
Well, there's a lot. It's a growing field, and I think that what I'd recommend to any business owner or nonprofit decision makers, or that they like you said before, you have to be comfortable with who you're dealing with. And, you know, the stakes are too high not to do your due diligence, you know, understand what you're getting into, who you're working with. And so that's what part of what we try to bring to the table is, a strong work ethic, a straightforward approach, honesty, candor, hard work, dedication, all, you know, critical attributes. But there are more and more options, you know, just like we talked about software before, mm-hmm. there are more and more options and more to choose from. And that's a good thing. It makes us all enhance and improve what we can offer.
Well, thank you very much for coming in today.
Yeah, this is great. Thank you very much, Alex.
We've been with Matt Cronin of Boardwalk Business Group. I want to thank again the Cape Cod Chamber of Commerce for hosting us today, and we'll be right back after these messages.